What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Fear Being Average podcast, episode number 33 of the Health, Fitness, and Performance series. I am your host, Brandon Rinka, and on today's episode, we take a look at reverse dieting. Yes, this might sound somewhat backwards, but in all reality, this is a method that a lot of individuals have to engage in to balance out their hormones, balance out their metabolism, and have their body functioning optimally. That way, you stop running into plateaus, and we're able to actually get our body to a place where we can burn fat, lose weight, preserve and even build lean muscle tissue in a much more sustainable, efficient manner. So this is a very important episode for a lot of people who are struggling taking weight off. They feel lost. You might feel like you don't know where to go. Well, this episode is going to help harness that information and put it into a nice package for how you can go about this process in the most appropriate manner. And this is basically how I go about my approach with clients. You get a little insight into a professional and how my process is done with my holistic nutrition systems. Okay, guys, enjoy the episode. Like always, be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already for some reason. Be sure to rate the podcast and share the podcast to people that need to hear it. Enjoy today's episode. What is going on, everybody? We are jumping into a fun topic today of reverse dieting. And the reason it's so fun is that usually we get really hung up on the word diet. And we get obsessed with, you know, dieting to get a better result, right? A lot of people are in the space of losing weight, or at least wanting to, and losing fat. And with that, they do what science says, and they restrict calories, and they burn more than they take in, which is obviously part of the process to lose fat and lose weight. It's the only way you're actually going to really do that, by the way, is to take in less than you're burning. And you need to make sure that you're in a deficit of some sort, right? So a lot of people, because that is what science says, it's a lot of thermodynamics, calories in versus calories out, they adopt that practice and they find themselves in a big hole. Not necessarily if you're doing everything right and you do that. I'm going to, you know, make sure I preface that. It's when we get into a trouble of, you know, we've put ourselves in this position where we're eating too low. We've already gained the weight. We've already, you know, eaten in a excess. We've eaten in a surplus to gain the weight. That's obviously how the body works. We're not going to gain weight and we're not going to, you know, put on fat if we're burning more and then we're taking in. Obviously, we're taking in too much food and we're not doing enough movement. And so with that, we put on the fat that we don't want. So obviously that happened to get us to the position that we're in. Now, however, because we want to get that off, we start reducing and restricting calories because obviously, like I said, that's what we're told to do in this space. But the problem is we're eating too low and we've kind of put ourselves in this weird trap where, you know, the move more, eat less method, although makes sense on paper, if you take it to an extreme, you hang out there for too long, you actually get yourself stuck in this hole where you're actually not losing fat, you're not losing weight, you've increased stress, and you've debilitated the ability to build lean tissue, so you've slowed your metabolism down, and it creates this massive kind of hole where you're like, I'm restricting, I feel like everything I try isn't working and I don't know where to go. And when you don't know where to go, it creates resistance, right? Confusion creates resistance to a process. So again, we want to make sure that we're doing this the right way. We're getting the result we want and we're doing it in a very intelligent approach where we can actually use science and we can use what works and we can get to a space where, you know, we feel good, we feel strong. And, you know, we're looking better and performing better. And we're not doing it at the cost of a lot of the good things that, you know, our body functions on. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And again, this is one of those things over the last few years, as I've gotten more into nutrition coaching, I kind of knew what to do from a nutritional standpoint, but really coaching people one-on-one, This has been the biggest thing I run into with clients. It's rarely, okay, man, this person's just eating like, you know, eating like a raccoon, and they're just eating, and they're clearly in an excess of 1,000, 2,000 calories a day. It's usually they come to me after they've put that weight on. They've obviously eaten that excess like I talked about, and then they've come to me after they've tried a few things. They've tried a few diets. They've tried a few different workout regimes, and it's just not working. So then they come to me lost. They're frustrated. They're pissed off. And they're at that point of, okay, man, we need to do something here. And what I inevitably find after we kind of get to the process of them just, you know, eating more mindfully, and I get to kind of see what they're taking in and consuming on a day-to-day basis, yeah, there might be some times that they snack and they eat the wrong thing, but for the most part, the most glaring opportunity is that they're under-consuming important macronutrients, right? And you're like, you're probably thinking to yourself, why am I holding on to weight and not burning fat if I'm under consuming calories? I thought the law of thermodynamics dictated if I burn more than I take in, I'll lose the weight. Sure, but now you've got to a position where your body's basically in this starvation survival mode, where you have a lot of weight on your body, you're eating in a massive caloric deficit. With that, it really messes up with your hormonal profile, and it slows down your metabolism, and it's not in the place for you to lose weight, because think of it from an evolutionary standpoint. When you're not taking in a lot of calories, this means that food is scarce, right? When food is scarce, you're gonna slow everything down and your body's not gonna want to lose the fat. It's, that fat is keeping you alive. So that makes sense, obviously, right? That if you're not taking in a lot of food, your body goes in this survival state and it says, all right, man, we're gonna store the fat, and muscles, you know, super energy expensive. You know, it's a lot of work to maintain muscle and build muscle, so we're going to shut down that process. We're actually going to pare some muscle off the body. And so as you can see, now you're in this really big, shitty predicament of I'm eating low, I'm moving my body maybe a lot, and I'm still not losing the weight and seeing the results I want. So at that point, what's the alternative, right? There's only really one way to go about this. The smart move certainly isn't to reduce the calories even more, right? Because that would work technically, but you would really put yourself in a fucked up position where you're taking in very little. Your macro profile will be all over the place. And if you don't know what a macronutrient is, that would be a fat, a protein, or a carbohydrate. So eating too low, because you're eating, let's just say you're eating 1,500 calories and you're not losing. Okay, so again, the unintelligent manner or non-intelligent manner would be to, you know, reduce even more. But like I said, at that point, something would have to give. Your protein would have to go down, so you would naturally pare more muscle off your body, which is never a good thing. We'd have to probably reduce carbohydrates, which is not a smart strategy as well, because carbohydrates are really good at suppressing stress, good for building, good for energy. Good to help with sleep quality as well. And then we want to make sure we don't restrict fats too much, because fat is an essential nutrient, and it's critical for obviously the function of our body, for our cellular process, and for cognitive function as well, and as a fuel source. So we can't do that. So something has to give. So your body is not going to function well, even if it does lose the weight. So going down even more or burning calories manually through adding exercise or movement in, that's not the move, all right? You're going to put yourself in a very shitty position, because guess what? Eventually, you're going to have to go out to an event, to a wedding, to a party, for a holiday get-together, and you're going to eat a certain way, or you're going to go on a trip, which we all deserve, and we're going to eat a certain way, and we're going to relax and enjoy it, and we're not going to, you know, put ourselves in this restrictive behavior, because it's not very sustainable, it's not practical, it's not enjoyable, and we're going to malfunction, and we're going to yo-yo to a massive degree, because we're going to eat in an excess and our body's not used to it. So even if you eat in a 1,000 calorie excess from 1,200 calories, which is not a lot, but mind you, your body will take it as a lot, because it's all of a sudden you've doubled the calories that day. So again, you increase fat storage, you increase fat cells, which you can't just get rid of fat cells, which is, you know, a big problem, right? You can shrink them, but you can't necessarily get rid of them. So you don't want to add more fat cells, but with these crazy yo-yo days or weeks. So It's really important to do this in a very methodical, intelligent manner to get your body back to a state of proper function, okay? So let's kind of talk a little bit about the problems with eating low too often, right? For one, eating low, meaning that you're eating in a low caloric intake, isn't sustainable or healthy for long periods of time. So what can restricting calories do to the body? Well, like I mentioned, it slows down our metabolism. Not something we want to do, right? We obviously want to have a fiery, fast metabolism where our body burns more calories automatically. That's just smart. Restricting calories puts us in a state of high stress. So again, it increases cortisol, going back to that evolutionary process where if we're eating low, obviously the body's in a state of survival mode. That's a stressful state. It reduces performance naturally. We're taking in less fuel. That just makes sense. So we're going to have low energy. And we're going to obviously be more lethargic, right? We're going to find ourselves having to really push ourselves through the day. We're going to find ourselves a little bit more tired, not really willing or excited to do a lot of those things that bring us a lot of joy or fulfillment or excitement. And again, we'll notice ourselves just kind of feeling a little bit down as well, right? Obviously, when we have increased stress, this is going to naturally promote feelings of, you know, anxiety and depression and, you know, laziness and just not very high ambition. And obviously there's this cognitive impairment as well when we're not taking in a lot of fuel because, you know, obviously food and fuel is good for the mind, right? Creates blood flow, creates circulation, creates just engagement to the mind and body process. So, you know, remembering gets worse. Learning new things becomes more difficult. Concentrating on particular subject matters becomes a little bit harder to do, and your alertness drops as well. So a lot of things that really become a disadvantage to in our day-to-day lives, right? So we got to make sure that, you know, we're not, and again, going from even performance standpoint, outside of just performance in the gym or day-to-day, you know, sexual performance goes down, and we obviously know that, you know, having regular sex is really good for the mind and body and creates a greater connection with your partner. It's more satisfying, you know, it's a natural biological process. So all those things really do matter, and it affects your libido and kind of messes up a lot of processes within the body that shouldn't be played around with. You always want to keep those things firing at a very high, consistent rate, okay? So restricting calories and burning more are the only two ways to lose weight, right? Like we talked about, but we got to get our body there first. So I say that just to clarify things, that we, by reverse dieting, we are reversing the process. So this takes a lot of patience on the client to understand this. And this takes time for the coach to educate and articulate this process to the client so they understand that they have to go a couple steps back. That doesn't mean they're going to gain weight, but they're not going to see the results that they want as fast as they thought they could because there's so much damage that has been occurred to the metabolic functions of the body that we need to reinvigorate the system, and we have to give the body what it needs first to adjust and be signaled appropriately, okay? So it doesn't matter what we do here. We're going to have to move our way up first. So what that looks like is just adding calories. So let's just first kind of define what reverse dieting is, just to kind of get everyone really kind of in tune with the process. So it's reverse dieting is the process of ramping calories back up to a maintenance level without gaining fat. So that's what I mean, and I try to stay away from the word two steps back because we're not gaining weight and we're really not going backwards. We're just going to have to slow down the initial process of losing more fat because the body's not primed to do so effectively, okay? So we need to be smart about this, and we need to ramp up the calories again. This is what I do with a lot of my clients, right? We figure out where they are starting from right now. Okay, how many calories are you taking in? And this is done after, like, you know, a month or 2 months of just eating healthy and doing those kind of things. And then I kind of really check in, and I want to make sure there's a bit of a detailed plan in place. And we find out their caloric intake. And then usually, again, it's pretty low. Most people are eating 2 to 3 meals a day. They have busy schedules. And good luck taking in 3,000 calories, eating two or three meals a day. It's probably not going to happen, right? Maybe a couple snacks here and there. But when they work with me, obviously they try to, you know, eliminate as many of those, you know, craving type habits where they're going to just snack on the crap, right? At that point, they've worked in new alternatives, drinking more water, having more protein, so they're more satiating, eating more fiber, that kind of stuff. But still, with two, three meals a day, you're only going to get in so many calories. So at that point, let's just say we find out they're at a specific caloric intake, but it's still way too low for their body. Think about it. The average person who is coming to me for, you know, nutrition advice and they're looking to improve their body, there are a few pounds overweight. That could be 5 pounds, it could be 20, it could be 50, it could be 100. So there's a lot to be done there, right? Especially if you're someone who's 100 pounds overweight or, you know, 50 pounds overweight, you know, you got to eat a lot of food, right, to get yourself back to maintenance because you're a big person right now, you know, and what we need to do is you gotta feed that big person and all that weight that you have on the body, right? So someone, for example, to give you guys just a little bit more of a visual, someone who's around 200 pounds, like a 200 pound male, for example, or, you know, 160 pound female, I'll use the male example first, then the female, depending on exercise and activity level, obviously it kind of will shift a little bit, but the average 200 pound male exercising 3 times a week, for example, who's relatively sedentary, they're going to need about 28 to 3,300 calories, probably more close to that 32 to 3,500 calories per day, right? That's a lot of food. You know, that to me, I need to eat around 35 to 4,000 calories to put on a little bit of muscle and weight, right? And I know that's very, I'm very attentive with that process. I'm very engaged with having to eat that much food. So like I said, to introduce that calorie intake with whole nutrient dense food, that's where it gets a little bit tricky for people. And we don't do that overnight. We don't do that over just a week span. We slowly work our way up there. But again, that process takes time because let's just say that 200 pound male, once he tracks and we figure out his daily caloric intake currently, and it sits around 1500 to 1700 calories. Well, we got to get you to basically double that. You know, and when we double that, you're going to notice that you're actually not going to gain weight. You're going to start burning some body fat and you're going to slowly rev up that metabolism. So to get there, what studies show is a smart approach is to go up around 200 to 300 calories per week. So if we're trying to add in 1700 calories to this individual's diet, and let's just go with the nice middle number of the 200 and 300 calories per week, so we'll go to 250. Over the course of a month, we've added in 1,000 calories to that person's diet. So they've gone from 1,700 calories to 2,700. Again, still about 600 calories short of where they really need to be to maintain their weight without gaining fat. So this could be a month and a half, 3 month process. To be honest with you, some people are in this space where it's going to take 3 to 6 months just to get their body back to a position where they're at maintenance. So then when we reverse, we can really start seeing the weight and the fat come off without compromising muscle. And we're doing so at a healthy caloric intake. So we're not sacrificing our macro profile, our proteins, our fats, and our carbohydrates. We have plenty of energy. And we're in a position to do this very intelligently over the next, you know, 3 to 12 months, where we consistently start seeing some weight and fat get taken off the body, but not in a state of deprivation, okay? So reverse dieting is a bit of a process. And I'm sure there's some people that would argue you can just throw in more calories. From personal experience, it's not easy to introduce 1,000 calories from someone's, you know, diet in a week, right? Like it's a slower progression. It's like someone who's never worked out or just getting back into working out and saying, hey, we're going to throw you into 6 days a week of training. Okay, it probably would work better in the short term, but we're looking for long-term success. We're looking to introduce it without you feeling like you're force-feeding your body, and we don't want to make it feel like a major shock to the system. We want to make it feel manageable. We want to make it feel like it flows, and we want to make the body feel good while it's doing that, okay? So with reverse dieting, what is one of the main or some of the main benefits, right? Obviously, muscle is great for the body. Muscle is, a protective tissue. It's going to speed up your metabolism. It's going to give your body the shape and look that you want, right? It's very protective of the joints and the ligaments. It creates great stability and balance. It increases our range of motion and our mobility. It strengthens our muscles. It improves posture. So again, we want to build up some muscle for all those reasons, right? And muscle makes the process way easier. When we can put on some lean muscle, a study just came out recently, I think I talked about it in my last episode or last podcast episode, that shows once you have a pretty good, you know, bout of or a pretty good amount of lean muscle in your body, like myself, for example, I've been training for quite some time, it takes about 1/9 of the time to maintain that muscle. And that doesn't mean I can just go out and eat like a shithead 8 days a week and then work out one time and I can maintain. But what it says, if you live a relatively healthy life and I train 1/9 of what I'm training like right now, I can maintain a lot of the muscle mass that I have. So it's a really nice thing that you can actually just build that muscle or keep that muscle in your body once you actually put it on. And like we said, there's so many benefits to having muscle. It's pretty motivating and it's pretty damn cool to know once we have a nice foundation built of lean skeletal muscle that we can really maintain with way less work and attention to detail. I'm not suggesting that because exercise, we know the benefits of exercise and daily exercise, not only from a physical standpoint, but a mental standpoint. So I would never do 1/9 of the work I'm doing right now because I get so many benefits mentally out of what I do from a physical standpoint, right? My body feels good. It feels loose, feels mobile. It feels very durable and resilient. And like I said, it's great for my cognitive function and it's phenomenal for my, you know, creativity and ambition and excitement and enthusiasm that I live life with. So even though you could just go down to 1/9 of the work that you're currently doing once you build that muscle mass up, I wouldn't recommend it because again, you don't get all those other benefits, okay? So when we build this muscle, the benefits of reverse dieting, yes, you build the muscle, we increase our mental clarity because guess what? When you eat food, you're getting more fuel, you're getting more blood flow, you're getting more nutrients to the brain, to the gut. And like we know, now research is coming a lot, you know, the gut is basically the second brain and the microbiome has just as many neurons in the stomach and in the digestive tract as we do the brain basically, right? So there's so much going on down there and there's those neurons and the communications that's taking place from the gut to the brain, that gut-brain barrier, right? And we're going to get loads of energy now, right? We're going to feel more engaged and more enthused and, you know, just be more active with what we're doing in life because, again, we're taking way more food. And guess what? Your body's going to feel way better eating 2,700 calories or 3,000 calories than it does on 1,200. Let me tell you that much. 1,200 calories for me, I would be a little weak, skinny, miserable person because that would just make me feel like shit. That's why I really don't ever have to go near that. If I really wanted to burn based on, you know, my body type and what I've done from a metabolic standpoint, you know, I could burn and lean out at 2,000 calories and I wouldn't want to do that. But again, that's a great point. If I could burn out and really cut down on burn some body fat and lose some weight at 2,000 calories and I'm 172, 175 pounds, if you're someone who's way heavier than that, you should, once your body really builds up and gets to that maintenance level, you should be able to lose a lot of weight and burn body fat while keeping muscle, keeping your body with some nice shape at a higher caloric intake depending on how much you move as well, right? So that's pretty motivating, right? When we reverse diet, well, we don't restrict. We know why most diet plans don't work. We know why most new exercise modalities don't work in the long term. They're too much volume, too much restriction. We give up too many things. Reverse dieting allows us to go to the opposite end of the spectrum. We're no longer restricting and feeling deprived. We're actually increasing the amounts of food and calories we take in. So from a mental standpoint, it's a lot easier to comprehend and get behind because, you know, we've always thought, oh my God, to lose weight and get in better shape and better condition, we need to eat less. Absolutely not, right? To get to the point where we burn body fat and lose weight, yes, we need to eat less, but guess what? You have a lot of body fat on your body right now and you're holding more weight than you need to. So to lose that weight, We don't have to go crazy with it. We'll get you up to maintenance, and then we'll slowly cut back, right? Your performance improves when you reverse diet because, like I said, food is fuel for exercise, and you have better hormone signaling. So you regulate your hormones. And what hormones are we talking about in particular? There's a lot of hormones going on in the body obviously, but our leptin levels, which is the feeling of being full, this gets regulated. So we're not really tempted as much with cravings because our leptin levels are acting the way they should. We eat food. Oh my God, we're full because leptin is, we're more sensitive to leptin. If we're more resistant to leptin, that signal does not get sent. Our testosterone levels increase, which is great for putting on lean muscle mass, but also from a mental standpoint and emotional standpoint. High testosterone has been shown to improve mental clarity, shown to improve ambition and drive in individuals. Our cortisol gets regulated, so no longer are we in a state of chronic stress. And cortisol and testosterone come from the same receptor. So if our testosterone is low, or sorry, if our cortisol is high, our testosterone is naturally going to be limited. If our testosterone gets boosted and we're doing a lot of the right things to increase that powerful hormone, our cortisol should go down as well. And then ghrelin is regulated, which is our hunger hormone. So if ghrelin is really, really high and it's not being, you know, regulated, we're going to feel hungry a lot, right? So you can see how powerful leptin and ghrelin are, right? Our hunger hormones right there, because if leptin's not being signaled correctly and we don't feel full, and ghrelin's not being signaled correctly and we're always feeling hungry, okay, we're in pretty big trouble now, right? Because we're not full and we're hungry. Guess what happens then? We crave shitty foods, and usually that comes in the form of snacking in the evening with chips or whatever our temptation is, right? And the good news is when it's time to dial back, right, we can lose fat and weight without placing ourselves in this restrictive, imbalanced macro profile position, right? So that's the really cool part. And that should be the part that really excites people, because rather than thinking, oh my God, I need to lose the weight by restricting myself in this crazy caloric position while moving my body 6 days a week, that feels very daunting. It feels exhausting. It feels like it's not very manageable or sustainable, which it isn't, right? It's not realistic to tell somebody, hey, to keep the weight off that you lost, you need to continue to eat 1,500 calories and you need to continue to work out 6 days a week and move your body like you are. That's really, it's demoralizing for a lot of people, right? They're like, I got my goal, but I got to keep living like this. If it's not fun, if it's not manageable, not practical, it's not going to last. So the reverse dieting is the perfect thing, sorry, to create sustainability in people's lives, to focus on health. And I heard this quote the other day and I really loved it, and I've even kind of told a few clients about it. If you pursue health, which reverse dieting would be, so if you pursue health, aesthetics typically always come, meaning that your body composition improves, you build some lean muscle, you burn the body fat, you lose the weight, you have more shape, you have more tone and definition to your body, it looks more sculpted, your posture improves, all aesthetics improve. However, if you pursue aesthetics, so I need to look better in 3 months, in 2 months, in 6 months at all costs, rarely does health occur, right? And if health doesn't occur, and health can be having a healthy relationship with your food, healthy relationship, like I said, with nutrition, with exercise, with family members, with the process, then you're in big trouble, right? You don't want those things to suffer. So this is the perfect solution to not only reaping all the benefits of what we're going to obtain physically, but to do it in a way where it feels really manageable. It's something that will become a lifestyle for us, and we can engage in exercise modalities that are fun, that are beneficial, and they're not overly demanding on the body, right? So this just makes a lot of sense. So this is really good news in terms of how we can approach this, right? So if we're going to introduce those 200 to 300 calories per week, right, we'll work our way up, get our body to the point of, you know, eating a solid amount of calories. And with that, we obviously want to make sure we're doing the appropriate kind of exercise. When we're reverse dieting, we don't want to be the person who, you know, overcompensates with, okay, I'm going to eat more food with this reverse dieting thing, but you know what? Because I'm scared of what's going to happen, I'm going to increase and do 6 days a week of cardio. Again, guys, cardio is anti-tissue. It burns and pairs muscle, right? It's not meant to keep muscle mass because it's not very efficient to hold on to a lot of muscle mass when you're running longer distances or biking longer distances, right? Because your body's trying to become as efficient as possible. And how do we become really efficient? Well, we pare down this heavy, expensive tissue and our metabolism slows down because, again, we don't want to burn a lot of calories because calories is fuel, it's energy. So we want to make sure while we're doing this reverse dieting, we are sending the signal to grow while we're doing it. Now, grow, even though that might sound scary for a lot of people, grow up, it's not scary. Growing in this particular instance means we're going to grow lean muscle mass. And let me give you a really good, example, or not even an example, but just a visual, right? Let me paint the picture for you. If we were to grow, in quotes, and put on 4 to 10 pounds in a year of lean muscle, right? Not fat, guys. No fat in the body, lean muscle tissue. Your body will look dramatically different in a very positive way. And when we look better, we typically feel better, we move better, we have more confidence, we have more assertiveness, our outlook on life and our well-being is improved. So don't think, and your posture gets improved, like all those things, your clothes fit better. It's just, it's a wonderful world, to be honest with you, right? And if you're so scared that lifting weights is going to put you in this big bulky position, you're living a lie. Like, I've done this for 15 years hard, guys. I train like a madman and I've never become this massive bulky freak of a guy. And again, we know guys have much larger space of free testosterone to use for growth in women especially. So if it's this hard for a guy who's doing all the right things all the time for 15, 20 years and I still look like a fit guy, yeah, of course, but I'm not this freak of nature. You don't have to worry about it. All you're going to do is see your body look tighter, see it look more toned, see it look more defined. You're going to see some, a tighter, more sculpted midsection. Your glutes are going to be lifted and going to look better. Like, only good things, right? So, get out of the space that you think you're going to become this Arnold Schwarzenegger looking, monster by picking up a dumbbell. There's so much that goes into that, into most people are never going to get to a fraction of what it takes to actually build their body up to that degree because, again, you had to almost be in this obsessed position with that, and you're going to have to put a lot of effort into learning the skills and practicing the movements. So don't worry about that. Your body's only going to benefit, and you're going to get the most out of it. So, but we want to send that signal because, again, when we're trying to eat more calories or we are eating more calories, it's going to be really beneficial to also send the signal to grow. And we do that through incorporating resistance training. Again, I typically love the 3 days per week full body routine. That way, if you ever miss a session for whatever reason, worst case, you have 2 days that week of full body. Where if you go into some sort of body part split, meaning you do, chest and triceps one day, back and biceps the next day, legs on the other day, and then you do shoulders the other day, chances are, if we miss a session, which we're inevitably probably going to miss within a month, shit comes up. Now that whole week, we haven't even touched that muscle group. And that's a bad position to be in, right? We always want to make sure we're giving attention to the full body every single week. And when you do full body routines, like I said, you're not going to miss all three workouts, right? You might miss one. In worst case, we still had 2 sessions where we got a little bit of a signal sent to that particular muscle group, right? So, and we want to focus on, more of the compound movements. We want to focus on heavier weights. Typically off the bat for most people, 8 to 10 or 8 to 12 challenging reps is ideal. And again, you want to switch things up just because 8 to 12 might work for 6 weeks, especially for newbies, meaning new people that are new to the space of working out, anything is going to really work. But you really want to stay away from lightweight, high reps off the bat. Again, you're trying to send the loudest signal possible. And you want to be as efficient as possible with this process. And like I said, you're eating more food, you're giving it more of what the body wants and needs. And you might as well take advantage of that by lifting heavier weights and doing it in a very intelligent manner. And like I said, if you don't know how to do that, don't be this person who is afraid to invest in themselves investing in your body and your health is the smartest decision you'll ever make. And for a lot of people, they actually come out the other end more financially successful because they use this added bonus and feeling of how their body's, you know, feeling to be more creative, to be more engaged, to be more ambitious, and be more you know, motivated behind what they're doing at work, and they take on new opportunities. They have the energy to do so. They have a greater passion for building something of more wealth. So it's one of those things that it actually kind of usually comes back to the person. And again, it's the money no one ever looks at again, right? Investing in yourself and rectifying all those issues that you're going through, it's just priceless. It really is. And I can, sometimes people don't understand that because maybe they don't have the confidence that they're going to get there. But again, if I could tell you, hey, take this pill for $10,000 and you're going to radically transform your body and you're going to get all those benefits that we talked about, people would drop $10,000 in a second. It's the idea that some people have this lack of trust in themselves, or the process, or they're not willing to invest that much time and energy into themselves. But again, that's the game. Unfortunately, you've put that weight on and you're in this position now where to feel better about yourself and to look better and live longer, right? And live healthier. Well, something has to be done here, and this is where reverse dieting comes in. So this is kind of the process I take my clients through. Obviously, every client different depending on what their specific goal is, what their need is, what their exercise history is like, their health history is like. So there is this, you know, it's not a complete blueprint, but for most people, this is the reverse dieting method, right? And it's tough for a lot of people because we're so hung up on the scale, we're hung up on the number, we're hung up on what other people have accomplished in a 60-day or 90-day period. And again, if you want to chase that carrot, right, expect to fall back. Like, it just is what it is. If you want a short-term result, you can go get that short-term result. But don't be surprised when all that work is for naught and you gain all that weight back because it's not sustainable, right? So what you really want to do is you want to work smart here. It will take you longer, right? Absolutely. But you will feel better. You will live better. You will look better. And you're going to keep that result over the long haul. And that's the goal. That's real success as a coach for me. I could put together 60-day programs and, you know, look like your best self ever. And I could attack it and I could do all the right stuff for you guys. And it really wouldn't be hard to make you guys look way better 8 weeks from now. Like, it's not hard at all, guys. It's very simple science, but I'd be doing a lot of damage to the body, right? I would put you guys in a very poor position in terms of your mechanics. It would probably lead to injury. It would lead to very high stress. It's not sustainable, so you put it all back. So it's just a shitty position to be in. So it's one of those things that, you know, you have to put a lot of trust into the profession you're working with. Take time to, you know, educate yourself. And one thing I do with clients, I'll send them a lot of podcast clips that I listen to from other experts, you know, world-renowned experts that are talking about the same stuff. So I go, hey, in case you need to hear it a different way from a different person, here it is for you, right? Like, I'm going to constantly keep doing that for my clients because I want them to trust that narrative and I want them to, you know, really understand that this process does not happen overnight. It takes some time, and reverse dieting really is the only option for most people that are in this state of restriction and, you know, excess movement just to maintain where they're at right now. And that's a really bad position to be in, and you don't want to be someone who is chasing that carrot at all costs and putting their health at risk, right? So there you have it, guys. That is the reverse dieting plan. Again, if you're looking for any nutrition coaching, definitely give me a message. Again, I might not be able to take you on based on my current clientele and how much I'm working, but worst case, I have a lot of people in this space that I can help you out with, and we have other group offers that we can kind of get you in to make sure we're all kind of focused together on this particular goal and getting you there in a very safe, effective manner, right? You can visit all that information at BrandonRenka365.com. I got some free blogs up there as well, but a lot of different plans and programs to check out, and the BR365 Strength Squad is right there on the front page. You can just hit join now and take a look at exactly what that whole squad is about. Phenomenal tool for you guys to engage in to make sure you have daily accountability and team of experts helping you out, right? And that's a really cool part of that whole squad, is just kind of making sure for over the course of 12 months, you have real professionals, real coaches giving you the best up-to-date advice to get you where you want to go. And that alone, that accountability has shown to improve success rates by 60, upwards of 95%. Pretty damn crazy. And it's something that we really take a lot of pride in. I think it's going to be a game changer for a lot of my clientele. And you can check me out on Instagram at BrandRenka365 as well, or BR365 Strength Squad. I post both to both pages, so there's no problem there. You'll always see me. If you follow one of those pages, you'll see me promote the other, because again, I always like to send and diversify the information on both those pages. All right, guys, have an awesome day. We'll see you on the next episode of the Fear Being Average podcast.